Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of investigations into research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Art Duval. He's from the Department of Mathematical Sciences. So, Art, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, I know it's usually very difficult for people who are skilled in math to talk about what they do in math, but try and make it easy for us. What's your really area of expertise?
Sure. I love looking at things in higher dimensions, so geometric objects in high dimensions. So this is beyond just two or three dimensions, but four dimensions, five dimensions, 17 dimensions, 42, whatever. And these things in these higher dimensions, we can't necessarily see them, but we can describe them, at least the sort of things that I look at.
And you describe them in a mathematical formulation,
yeah, sure.
Is what you're saying.
So for instance, I guess a lot of people know what polygons are. These are, you make straight line segments that make some sort of closed figure. So you could think of it as like a closed loop with straight lines. And we think of those straight lines as edges and the places where the edges meet. We call those vertices. So a polygon's made out of edges and vertices. But in three dimensions, say, we would have vertices, we'd have edges, and then we'd go up to triangles. And in higher dimensions, we'd keep going beyond the triangles, tetrahedra, and so on and so forth. And even if we can't see the faces, we can describe which vertices are in which faces.
How does that then come back so that you can talk to your grandmother or the radio audience about how do you apply this really interesting knowledge that you have?
Sure. So people like to think about, you know, what are the possible numbers of faces of each dimension? And where this really came from was the area of linear programming, where there's some algorithms that do the following thing. You might say, well, why would you have so many dimensions? Well, real world problems have lots of variables, hundreds of variables, and we might represent each variable might get its own dimension. And so I might, if I have a problem with hundreds of variables, I'll have a geometric object that's hundreds of dimensions, even if we can't see it. And you might make a geometric figure that represents all the possible solutions you could possibly get. And then there's algorithms to try to find the best of those possible solutions. And these algorithms would walk from one vertex to another along some of the edges. And so it was really important to know about the relation of the number of vertices to the number of edges and the number of faces of other dimensions.
So one can imagine a human behavior with lots of people, each person is a new dimension, or airlines having routes from here to goodness knows where. Each of those pieces of information could be a dimension.
That's
and
right.
And then you use your algorithms to try to solve which is the most effective, most efficient.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So when airlines are planning their routes, they use some kind of linear programming. It's very involved, more than I understand.
And they always overbook. That much I understand. Right.
Yep, that happens to me too. And you mentioned human behavior, and actually there's an area of math and economics called game theory where the variables represent the different utilities, the economists say, for different people, different priorities they have. And so if we have hundreds of people or hundreds of players or hundreds of actors, we'll again have hundreds of dimensions. And that very same problem that the airlines are using to solve for their routes, we could solve in this game theory situation. We're trying to find what's the best solution for these hundreds of different people. If we're trying to find, I guess they have to be cooperating a little bit, and we find some solution where it would be an equilibrium where everyone is happy with that solution in the sense that no one wants to move off of that because it would only get
because they're worried about another dimension they could get into.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, Art Duval from the Department of Mathematical Sciences. You've been listening to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, celebrating the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.